message, how to solve problems quicker. How to solve problems quicker. Praise the Lord. When people find themselves in really dire need, or when people are under serious pressure or challenges, I'm sure you know and you agree with me that people say anything. Anything that will alleviate the problem, people would say it. People are willing to make promises when they are faced with a lot of trouble and problems in their lives. They are willing to make all manner of promises as long as the trouble or the problem can go away. Do I have a witness in the house? So pressure has a way of making you do certain things and saying certain things. Now, coming through with what you say when you are under pressure is another thing. Praise the Lord. But all that you know is, as at the time that you are faced with a clear and present danger, you want deliverance and you want it just like that. Praise the Lord. And you are willing to say anything to get out of trouble. And you are willing to do and to promise anything to get out of trouble. When trouble shows up, you tell people. You say, please, if you can just help me out like this, I promise you, look, I will be grateful to you for life. Do I have a witness in the life, in the house? Oh Lord, if you can just get me out of this mess that I put myself in, Lord, there is nothing that you will ask of me that I will not do. I will follow you to anywhere that you want to go. Praise the Lord. Because pressure has a way of making people to make promises at that time. Whether they have the capacity to fulfill the promise is another matter. But if that is what is going to get me out of what I'm in right now, I'm willing to promise heaven and the earth. Me and my whole family, even including my children that are unborn, we will serve you. If you can just get me out of this problem right now. Glory be to Jesus. If you can just help me out so that my landlord will not throw my things away. There is nothing you would need. I will be there for you. Praise the Lord. A man in the Bible was so hungry. He wanted to eat. The brother had food. He could smell it. The aroma of the food. And he said, look, I will deliver my birthright to you if you could just give me that food. If you can meet my immediate need right now, I will give you my eternal blessing. You can have it. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Don't you say things to God when we are in trouble? When we have problems? Don't we make promises and tell God, if you could just give me this blessing, oh Lord, there is nothing that you ask me that I will not do. If you ask me to polongo in Ijebu Jesha, I'm willing to go there with megaphone and say, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. I will use all my life, all my resources to do it. Just get me out of where I am. Hello? Oh God! Everybody in my family is married. I'm the only one. If you could just give me a husband, me and my household, we shall serve you all the days of our lives. In fact, we will sleep in the pastor's house. Oh Lord, if I could just get a job. I've been moving here and there, dropping CV everywhere. God, if you could just open this door of this business to me. Ah! The first money that I make is going to the kingdom. People say things when they are under pressure. Whether they are able to deliver on the promise is another matter. Because you see, to the natural man, as soon as you are relieved, you become forgetful. There is a statement that my mother used to say quite often. And she used to say it, you know, in our language. But the essence of it is, he said, when a man who was sick and on crutches is now healed, he forgets the crutch. He doesn't even know where the crutch is, or the crutches that he's using to walk. He doesn't care anymore about it. He forgets about it. He doesn't need it anymore. But there was a time the crutches was the only thing that he could lean on. When he couldn't walk, the crutches was his best friend. When he couldn't move to go to places where other people are and he wanted to go, the crutches say, I'm available. Come with me. Lean on me. I'll get you there. But immediately that he got healed, forget about the crutches. I don't need you anymore. If you look at the situation in the text of today, there were 10 lepers, the Bible says, and they were in need. There was a major need in their lives, and they cried unto Jesus and said, Jesus, Jesus, have mercy upon us. We've been ostracized because of the disease on our bodies. You remember that lepers are not people who stay around others. Please, let daddy and mommy come and sit beside you here. Yes, sir. Ah, yes, sir. Honor is due to whom honor is due to. Please, I want you to appreciate. That's Brother Damola's father, Pastor Oshinubi. And Pastor Mrs. Oshinubi. Praise the Lord. We appreciate you for coming to fellowship with us on a day like this. You are pastors. For you to leave the flock and to be here with us, we do not take it for granted. God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So the lepers, they were in dire need. And they felt, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? Jesus is here, we have heard. He can heal. He can deliver. All power belongs unto him. Jesus can solve my problem. Jesus can deliver me from my troubles. So they came to Jesus and said, have mercy upon us. Deliver us from the troubles that we are going through. That nobody wants to be with us. We are rejected and abandoned of all men because of the stigma in our lives. Jesus, take this stigma away from my life. Take this reproach away from my life. And you know Jesus, always full of compassion. So he said, no problem. Go and show yourself to the priest. And the Bible said, on their way, one of the 10 discovered that, hello, I am free of my trouble. I am free of my problem. What's happening here? I've got to let this man know that what he said has come to pass in my life. Glory be to Jesus. I have got to give him a feedback. He deserves my gratitude. 1 out of 10. The other 9 are forgetful. They were like the men that were once on crutches, but immediately they were healed, they forgot about the crutch they were leaning on. When we are in need, we want to lean on Jesus. But immediately the need is met, do we show gratitude to Jesus for meeting our needs? Beloved, this is a month of gratitude. And when we are talking about gratitude, it's not only to the Lord. Because some people will say, thank you, Jesus. But the vessel that God used to bless you too. Trust me, desire some gratitude. When people help you, show gratitude to them. Show that you are grateful. Praise the Lord. Show to them that you are grateful. In fact, if you are somebody that has a heart of gratitude towards God, you will have a gratitude towards men. It's not something you wear. It's not something you put on. It's something that is on the inside of you. It is a heart condition. It comes from the heart. You know, like a friend of mine used to say, she's not Yoruba, but she used to say, since I've come to live amongst Yoruba people, he said, there is something that I appreciate in the Yoruba people. He said, my own people, you will do something for them, you see them next time. They will even be asking you for something else. They don't even recognize that you did something for them to even thank you or say something. They don't. He said, but Yoruba people, praise the Lord. He never ends. Praise the Lord. Because we all know the sayings that gratitude determines your altitude. Gratitude is a springboard to higher heights in life. Yoruba people say, when you do good to somebody and they do not acknowledge the good, he said, it's like an armed robber coming to carry all your load away. And from our text, Jesus was letting us know the power of gratitude. Because he said, when you are grateful for that little thing that I did, I will multiply it. That was what he did. 9 were cleansed. In fact, 10 were cleansed. 1 was made whole. There's a difference between healing and being made whole. So, the man that was made whole got more than those that were healed. The gratitude opened the door for multiplied blessings in his life. So Jesus says, you are made whole. You are whole in your business. You are whole in your body. You are whole in your marriage. You are whole on the job. You are whole. Every area of your life, that's what wholeness talks about. But for the other 9, they will only receive healing in their body. Now, what really is your testimony? If you are healing your body, you are still broke, busted, and disgusted. I don't know about you. I want all the blessings. I don't want money when I do not have the health to spend it. Glory be to Jesus. And what is the use of my health if there is nothing to put in my plate to eat? or for my children. Praise the Lord. So if that is what it's going to take to solve my problems quicker, then I must continue to show gratitude. Praise the Lord. So some of you today, by the time you leave church, all those people that you have not shown gratitude to, you go and thank them. Something happened to someone very recently. You know, when God has done some things in people's life, sometimes, you know, we have to be careful, people of God. Because sometimes some things that God make manifest in our lives, if we are not careful, we will ascribe it to our own hard work. Or sometimes we ascribe it to how good our relationship with God is. Hello? I know God. What? I know God. Praise the Lord. Each time you keep telling yourself, I know God, then God will bring a situation into your life that you'll be asking, God, where are you? Why? Because God will always sanctify himself before all men. When you think that you have known God to a particular level, and you think that, yeah, we are the ones walking with God, we are the ones, and then you begin to think that you are the one doing all manner of things, then God will bring you down again so that you can look up again. Because a man who thinks that he is at the highest point has nowhere to look. He can only look down. Praise the Lord. So a friend of this person was telling me, he said, now he's beginning to ask, how is so-so-so and so? How is so-so-so and so? He said, he has forgotten to be asking of such people before. But when he got face-to-face with death, he started remembering people that had been good to him. Hallelujah. If you want to solve problems quicker, engage a heart of gratitude. Praise the Lord. How does God view this kind of attitude? Attitude of ungratefulness. How does God view it? God classifies ungratefulness as a heart of ingratitude, and therefore God sees it as a sin. Let somebody say sin. God sees it as a sin. When you are not grateful, and many things happen sometimes because we easily forget. It's like the children of Israel, 430 years in bondage. Remember how they got their deliverance? How many people can remember how their deliverance came to them? Only one person. They were in Egypt from generation to generation, 4 generations in slavery, in bondage. No rights, no privileges. But the day that God decided to deliver his people, he said, I have come because I have heard the cry of my people. So they were crying unto God. God, please, if you deliver us, we will serve you forever. Little did they, before they got to one place, they said, we are hungry. This, but we don't want this kind of food. We eat better things when we were in bondage. It is better to get back into bondage than to be eating this kind of meal. Forgetfulness. Hello? Forgetfulness. Many a times we have forgotten. But today, God will give you opportunity. You will remember everything that God has done for you. Amen. And before the congregation of saints, you will open your mouth and say, this is what the Lord has done for me. We've set out time for people. So while you are seated here,
the Holy Ghost will be bringing to your remembrance what God has done in your life that you need to show gratitude to. And people that have helped you in your time of trouble, when you leave this place, pick your phone and start calling everybody. Thank you. And begin to thank the people. Praise the Lord. Amen. So God sees it as a sin. Psalm 106 verse 7. Psalm 106 and verse 7. My reader has moved to the back. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They didn't understand the greatness of the Lord, the deliverance that God brought for them. Yes, go on. They are forgetful. The multitude of God's mercy, they have forgotten about it. They didn't remember it again. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, go on. Uh-huh, go on.
That he might make his mighty power to be known.
Yes.
He removed his Red Sea also, and it was dry for. So he led them through the desert, as through the wilderness.
Yes.
And he saved them from the hand of him that hated them.
He saved these people from the hand of people that hated them. Has God saved you from the hand of people that hated you before? Hallelujah. Go on.
And redeemed them from the hand of the enemy.
Uh-huh. And what happened thereafter? They forgot again. They soon forgot what God has done. Let me tell you how I know that you have forgotten what God has done. When you start complaining, when you start murmuring, you have forgotten. That's why you are complaining. You know, in this country where we are today, how many people have complained about this nation before? More than once. I am chief complainer. Yes, I own up. But I've discovered that because I'm a prayer warrior, I discovered that my complaining about the situation in this country does not even change what is on ground. Praise the Lord. It does not change it. In fact, it is negating my prayer. How can you pray that things will work out in this nation? And you walk out of the prayer closet only to say, because you see, anytime you are praying to God about something or you are making a request, how many of you know that the devil is right around the corner to come and test whether you believe that your prayer has been answered? So when you are praying for Nigeria, the system will work. Father, intervene. Lord, Lord God. And you are praying there. Maybe fan was blowing you. Immediately you say, Father, I thank you. Glory be to your name. It shall manifest. Thank you for the answer. And you come and the NEPA takes light. Let's hear what she will say. And the next thing you are like, oh, see this with these people. I won't really. You know, you come again. Forget about what you have prayed about. Complaining and murmuring is telling God you are not grateful for what he has already done for you. You have forgotten those times when you were nothing and nobody and had nothing, no one to help you, to deliver you. But God showed up in the nick of time to save you, to help you, to defend you, to fight for you. And he showed up. Just because something else just happened now, you have forgotten that it was God that did that. And you start complaining. What is my life even about? Hello? What is it about? What is it? Am I the only one? Hallelujah. Where is your heart of gratitude towards God? If you have a grateful heart, you will be fruitful. Praise the Lord. I've discovered that a grateful heart will experience fruitfulness. And I believe and submit to you that the reason why it took Anna so long, she didn't understand. When she understood, her problems were solved quicker. Praise the Lord. Remember, she's been going to Shiloh year after year for Thanksgiving. You can come to a Thanksgiving service here and not be here with a heart of gratitude. Hello? Yeah. You can even dance and come to the front here and drop your Thanksgiving offering. Except that it's not with a heart of gratitude. You see, this is why I love God, because God is not looking at the actions of man. He is looking at your heart. He said the heart of man is what? Deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So I can be dancing and say, oh, Sheo, Baba Ti Sheo. He has not done anything for me. Maybe he will do it. Maybe he will not do it. That is how a lot of us relate with God. We are so forgetful of what God has done. Because he has not done this one that you want him done, you don't think there is any need to be grateful. And that's exactly what the devil wants, for you to forget, because he already knows you don't have a springboard to be elevated. Because God is waiting for your heart of gratitude to move you to the next level. So he knows, if I can only discourage you and put your focus on what you do not have rather than on what God has already given you, you are not going anywhere. And the devil, all he wants to do is to break your relationship with God. Because he knows that if he breaks that, there is no flow of blessing anymore. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. A grumbling and a complaining heart causes us to lose life, waste time, and lose ground. You lose ground. Even the grounds that you have gained, you lose it if you stop showing gratitude. Praise the Lord. I appreciate all other languages, oh, but maybe it's because of the one that I know, Yoruba people. They said, if you are grateful for what a kindness that is shown you today, it is what? It opened doors for another kindness unto you. Praise God. Praise the living Jesus. God is good, though. Regardless of what your experiences are, God is good. If all of us in this nation can come together and find one thing, and it's just one thing that you need to find. You don't need to find everything. Just one good thing about this nation. If all of us can agree. And say, on this one, no. It's okay. And then we focus on that. And we are grateful for that. Then God will multiply it. Praise the Lord. Rather than complaining, things will be different. All these problems that this nation has will be solved quicker than it is today. Praise the Lord. I told you I went to the bank. I was telling, maybe it was Pastor Yemi yesterday. I said, one mala came there. We got there. They said, oh, the system is down. Have you been to the bank before? And they tell you, we have bankers here. He said, the system is down.
And it's like, the system is down. Why is the system down? I was asking my sister, I said, your bank in UK, did you enter the bank one day? We went to NatWest and they said the system is down? You don't hear that. Why? Sit here. You hear the system is down. And that smaller man that day in the bank was like, what are we going to do? Because I am confused. If I put a lot of money at home, EFCC will come after me. They say, where did you get all this cash? It must be stolen money. But it's not stolen money, it's my money. I get to the bank. They say, we cannot put anything in because the system is down. So where do I can't put it in the bank. I can't put it at home. Where do I put the money? Hello? He said, I'm confused. And the man was complaining bitterly there. And I said, there is always something to thank God for. Let's just thank God for God. Yes. Hello? Thank God for God. Why? Because God is love. God is hope. Praise the Lord. So if we thank God for God, we are thanking God that there is still hope. Hope for a better future. And that hope is the anchor for our soul. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Gratitude turns an obstacle to your advantage. Gratitude, it turns an obstacle to your advantage. So how do I do that? You replace regret with gratitude. Replace regret with gratitude. Tell your neighbor, it could have been worse. You know, there are so many things that we face, and some of us, you think that is the worst thing that could ever happen to you. Her beloved, it still could have been worse than that. So you have every reason to show gratitude and say, Lord, I thank you. If it's all you have is, Lord, I have a breath. Thank you for the breath that you have given me. Replace regret with gratitude. One man, Francis Schaeffer, said, the beginning of man's rebellion against God was and is the lack of a thankful heart. He said that was the beginning of man's rebellion in the Garden of Eden. It was a lack of a grateful heart. Praise the Lord. God brought Adam. The Bible says, God put him in a garden where nothing was missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken. He had everything that he would need in life. Guess what? Even man didn't know what he lacked. It took God to say, it is not good for this man to be alone. The man himself did not recognize that. It was God that said it. So he said, I will give him a help, meet for him. Hallelujah. Yet, the devil came in to convince the woman and the man, you don't have all you need. When you take charge of your own life, then you can get everything that you need. He lied. And they bought into the lie. And because of it, they lost everything that was freely given to them by God to enjoy. Now they need to work for it. Thank God for Jesus. The redemptive sacrifice that restored unto us every blessing that was lost in the garden. You will not miss your own portion. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So replace regret with gratitude. Thank God for what you have. It is a rebellion not to have a heart of gratitude. You are rebelling against God. And it's important for us to really know exactly what really it means, how God sees it, that you are not grateful. Some of us, before you do anything in the kingdom, God must first, when God does this for me, then I will be serving. I will never miss any service again.
when God does it for me. But we have seen so many people that when they received the blessing stopped them. It was actually the blessing that stopped them from serving God faithfully. Glory be to Jesus. Ah, madam, so-and-so, we have not seen you. Is this child that is this my baby? He didn't sleep all night. That's why. Hello? You have forgotten the day that baby was not there. And you cried unto God. And God said, okay, I have heard your cry. Now I will visit you. And he visited you with that blessing. But you soon forgot. They remembered not what the Lord has done for them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Our thanks to God should always precede our request from Him. Your thanks to God should precede your request that you make. Now, why did I even say that? It's there in the scriptures, Philippians 4:6. We will read it. You know it. Why would you want more of what you are not grateful for? Why would you want more of it? God gave you a blessing. You are not grateful. And then you are coming and say, Lord, bless me again. Why? Why do you want more blessings? Something you are not even grateful for. You ask yourself that question. Next point I want to make. The lepers' attitude in our text, they were based on perspectives. Why was one leper grateful and nine were not grateful? It was a question of perspective. Praise the Lord. And I'll show you the two perspectives involved here. Number one perspective. Do you count your blessings? That's number one. Number two, do your blessings count? That's the second perspective. Number one, do you count your blessings? Number two, do your blessings count? People that are not grateful is because they think that blessing doesn't count. It doesn't mean much. Praise the Lord. I hear people say, oh, please, we want people, please, let people come and share testimonies. Big, big testimonies. I've been at a meeting before where they're asking people, what's your testimony? Once the imperial say, God, in fact, yesterday I had cough. I woke up this morning. I was not coughing. They said, go and sit down. It's not heavy. So people that have big, 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 big testimonies, please come forward. So if you say, I woke up this morning, I can see, I can eat, I can walk. Some people don't regard it as a testimony that counts. They don't think it's something you need to show gratitude to God for. Praise the Lord. Go to people who can walk. You will appreciate what it means to walk. My goodness. Go to people who can find 1 meal a day to eat. You will appreciate what you have. You will not be saying that, mommy, you gave us egg, but there is no sausage. Hello? Because to some people, there is not, what is sausage? I met one guy one day, said, I cannot remember the last time I ate meat. I said, are you a vegetarian? He said, no, but situations can make you a vegetarian. Yes. When pastor say, let's go on fasting, there are some people fasting comes to them naturally. Because there's nothing to eat anyway. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Gratitude. Are you grateful for where you are? Are you thankful to God that you woke up this morning and you are saying, that big thing I'm waiting for from God, he has not given it to me. So you are angry with God. You think that the blessings that he has done for you does not count. Beloved, you better start counting your blessings because there are many. I don't know about you. My own blessings, this room is not enough to contain it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's too plenty. Hello? It's too plenty. Being grateful is God's will for us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. He said, in everything we should give thanks to God. Did you hear that? In everything, give thanks to God. Don't look at other people's blessings and let it make you sad that you don't have what they have. No, be thankful for what you have. Then it will create springs on your leg to take you to the level where you will have what they have and probably have more than they have. Praise God. Gratitude makes us close to God. By the one leper returning to God, what happened? He was closer to Jesus. The nine were not close to him because they had left. When you always show gratitude, you are closer to him because you have returned to say thank you. So you are closer to him. Hallelujah. Draw near unto me with the heart of gratitude, and I will draw near unto you. Finally, Martin Luther King Jr. said, the ultimate measure of man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversies. He said, that's how you measure a man. Not when he has everything and everything is going on right for him. But you measure the quality of a man by how he stands in the day of lack, how he stands in the day of chaos, how he stands in the day of crisis. Praise the Lord. You see, one thing I read in the Bible is that God didn't promise us a smooth journey in life. No, there's nowhere that he promised that one. Hello? What he promised is a safe landing. So it's not about what you have or what you don't have or what happens in your life. At the end of the day, you shall have a safe landing.
Amen.
Rise on your feet. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus.
Yeah.
God is good. And all the time. Maybe you are here today. You probably left your heart of gratitude somewhere. Your focus has been mainly on your problem rather than the goodness of the Lord in your life. You have an opportunity today to talk to God. And first of all, to say, Lord, I'm sorry. I've been forgetful of how good you have been to me. I did not remember. You were once, you did so many things for me. I didn't count them to be anything. So Lord, forgive me for that which is past. I'm willing to renew my relationship with you today. And maybe you are here today and you're saying, what can this God do for me? I've heard about Jesus, but you really have not received him in your heart as your personal Lord and Savior. He wants to deliver you from a life of sin and destruction, to let you know how good he can be to you. He wants to forgive you of your sin.
and be gracious unto you. He knows you cannot live and navigate this life in your own strength and by your own ability. But he knows he has the ability. So if you are here today, maybe once you have given your life to Christ, but you have gone far away from him. Maybe you were discouraged because you asked him for something and he didn't give it to you, and because of that you've been lukewarm about your relationship with Jesus. Or maybe you don't even know him at all. But today, he has revealed himself to you as a God that is willing to be gracious unto you. Maybe you have backslided. God is calling you back unto himself today. He wants to heal your backslidings. And if you are that kind of a person, I want you to put your right hand on your chest. Just put your right hand on your chest wherever you are. And I'll pray with you. Thank you, my brother. Any other person? Let all eyes be closed. Just put your right hand on your chest. There are things that you cannot do by yourself. It takes God to do it. And he said, come to me today. If you come to me, draw near to me, I will draw near to you. I will save you. He wants to save you from a life of destruction. So surrender yourself to him today and put your right hand on your chest. If you are someone that you know that you are not living right and you want the help of God, Jesus is saying, I'm here today to help you. Put your right hand on your chest and we will pray. For those of you who have put your right hand on your chest, I want you to take a bold step today and come forward here, because what God is going to do in your life, the turnaround, it will amaze you. So please just take that step and come forward. I'm going to pray with you. And you will see a change, a transformation from the inside of you. People around you, they will eventually know that something has happened. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my brother. God bless you. Any other person, please come forward. This is your day. This is your time. This is your moment. God wants to do something in your life. He wants to bring a change. He wants you to live like him and be like him and talk like him and enjoy everything that he died and shed his blood to give to you. Repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today. Please forgive me all my sin. Jesus, I cannot help myself, and so I ask you to come into my life today and take control of my life. Help me to live for you, to live a life that is pleasing to you, to live a holy life before you. I ask that you will have mercy upon me and forgive me of my past and grant me today a newness of life and inspire me today by your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come and dwell in my heart today and help me to live a life that is pleasing to God. I surrender myself to you, body, soul, and spirit. Do a new thing in my life today and let my life glorify Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name I pray.